We get to celebrate awesome music every weeknight on The Sign of Your Life. It's OFM Night with myself, Ronaldo Sharp. Thank you for your saamkuier vanaand. Now, it is Tuesday evening, which means the spotlight falls on brand new local music. And Cape Town-based producer Charlie Centauri has dropped a brand new single, and he's joining us in Soundcheck to tell us all about it.
From the recording to the broadcast studio, the latest from the local music industry. It's Soundcheck on OFM.
Thanks so much and welcome to the show.
Thank you very much. Thanks for having me.
Let's quickly talk about music. And the cool thing about you is that you really immersed yourself in the production process of music. Where did this passion come from and how has it changed over the years, specifically now as a music producer?
The musical journey for me started when I was in primary school. I started taking piano lessons from the age of about 7 and then stopped that when I hit high school because it wasn't cool, you know. And then just continued playing. I didn't really take any more lessons after that. But, you know, the foundation was laid and I was always playing music, other people's music. And then one day I woke up and I said, you know, I'd like to make some of my own music. And I was about 16 at the time and I started composing on the piano. And it rolled from there. Then I started working and studying and so forth. And then the music took a backseat for a very long time. And I picked it up in about 2013 when I started teaching myself and learning online how to compose and produce music properly, you know, which was a long process. I mean, it's probably about 6 or 7 years before I had the confidence to put music out into the world.
When we are talking about music and creating music, we have to address the fact that most times, if not all the times, it is quite a collaborative exercise and experience. What do you look for in collaborators?
Absolutely. It's a very important thing that you say that you know, music doesn't, it comes from a source, but to get it to a final product, there's always a few people involved. So collaborations would usually be if somebody could add on something profound to the music and not just, you know, beats or a little synthesizer here or whatever. Somebody who can give you constructive input as such. So mostly what I do is when I produce the music, I produce a finished track and then I would send it to a mixing engineer who do final mixing for me. And mostly at that stage, you can actually see where your track kind of lacks either clarity or maybe a little punch here or whatever it may be. Or I send it to, for instance, Theo Kraus, whom I've worked with, get some feedback from him. So that's very important, getting feedback from professional people in terms of how they feel the song is doing or where it is lacking. And to get to that stage, you have to be constantly networking because if people don't know you, they won't give you feedback.
Let's quickly talk about your latest single, Think I'm in Love. Tell us a bit more about this pop tune. I see that it deals with someone falling in love through a very interesting encounter.
Yes, it was a very interesting lyric. It deals with, you know, how quickly one can actually generate a feeling or that feeling of being in love. Where this guy was, you know, literally just dancing with somebody and in that moment had that feeling of I'm completely in love, you know. In the lyric you'll hear, you know, he talks about the other side having a guy. So he's not even in this person's life, which really struck me. So Dimitri, who did the vocal, he's a vocalist in the US. We were working on another track and he said to me, he's got this lyric and he's got this melody. You know, what about if we pause the one we're working on and we try something with this? He sent me the dry vocal. I was kind of blown away. I really enjoyed that little track. And it was literally just a chorus and a verse and some harmonies. And, you know, pretty much created a track around just those two. So I had to stretch some of the vocals, cut it up and continue on from there and make a full song out of it. To which, you know, the end product was something that we both enjoyed and decided to release that.
Thank you so much for taking the time to chat to us and we'll keep a close eye on your social media pages for the next few months.
Lovely. Thank you, Ronaldo. Nice chatting to you.
You're listening to Soundcheck.